Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Buccaneers will not be joining the head coaching search this offseason. Todd Bowles said he will return to Tampa for the 2026 season. Bowles has been the head coach since 2022 and won three NFC South titles. Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh commented on the Ravens firing his brother John Harbaugh after 18 seasons this week. Jim said that John is, quote, the best coach I've ever seen, but hopes the next team he coaches is in the NFC. The Ravens are in full swing finding Harbaugh's replacement. Seahawks offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak and Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver will interview for the position. The Giants also have some high-profile names interviewing for their head coaching spot. Mike McCarthy and Raheem Morris are among several that will interview, and Kevin Stefanski already met with the team on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy will interview with the Cardinals, Raiders, and Titans. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription for 65% off. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm Kevin Wilk.
San Miguel Fire Department implements new real-time digital alert system. CAL FIRE warns of invasive oak-killing pest sightings in California. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented the new HAS Alert Safety Cloud system. This new technology was funded in part by a grant received from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Pass Alert is a public safety solution that alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching or working on a scene. California's Move Over law requires that drivers slow down and change lanes for active emergency vehicles. The San Miguel Fire Department says, however, flashing lights and sirens often don't provide enough warning to drivers, especially at high speeds or in poor visibility. The new HAS system will provide warnings through navigation apps and in-vehicle dashboards for some newer models. The system requires no action from drivers. The first event to honor the life and legacy for Norma Moy will be a rosary vigil tonight at 5 p.m. at the Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. Finally, on February 28th, will be a celebration of life for Norma, held at the Mid-State Fairgrounds in the Estrella Building, starting at 11 a.m. If you'd like to honor Norma with a donation, consider donating to the Paso Robles Historical Society. Invasive oak-killing pest spotted in Ventura County, Cal Fire says. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced that an invasive oak tree pest has been spotted in Ventura County. The invasive gold-spotted oak borer, or GSOB, is a beetle native to southern Arizona and is considered an invasive pest. Large oaks, according to Cal Fire, can die within just a few years of infestation. GSOBs travel and spread through the environment of infested firewood. Cal Fire says the first GSOB infested coast live oak in Ventura County and was identified in August 2024, and a second dead oak has been spotted in April 2025. Followed by several other dead oaks in May. Cal Fire recommends residents to be aware of this pest and inspect local oaks when possible for signs of GSOBs. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents to attend their Transitional Kindergarten or TK and Kindergarten Parent Information Night ahead of enrollment for the 26-27 school year. This event will be held Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school's Performing Arts Center. The meeting will give parents the information they need about program options, eligibility, enrollment requirements, and expectations for TK and K students. Enrollment will be open February 2nd through February 20th. When enrolling students, families will need to provide a copy of their child's birth certificate, immunization records, identification, and proof of address. The California Mid-State Fair has announced, for the first time in fair history, there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena Tuesday, July 14th. Tickets go on sale next week on Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m. Available online only at midstatefair.com. Chris Stapleton is a Kentucky-born musician, nominated in previous years for Best Country Song, Best Country Solo Performance, and Best Country Duo Group Performance category. Stapleton has worked with Adele, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, Ed Sheeran, Justin Timberlake, and more. CEO of the Mid-State Fair, Colleen Bayorquez, said, quote, "It is an honor and privilege to host and present an artist of Chris Stapleton's caliber." In sports, for the NFL... For the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars in the morning, the 49ers and Eagles after 1 p.m., and then the Chargers and Patriots just after 5 p.m. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Bucks 120-113, the Spurs over the Lakers 107-91, Knicks beat the Clippers 123-111. Tonight, the Mavericks will face the Jazz, the Heat will go against the Bulls, the Cavaliers will face the Timberwolves, and the Hornets will face the Pacers. In California news, reality TV personality Spencer Pratt says he will run for L.A. mayor as a Republican. Pratt said, quote, "This just isn't a campaign. This is a mission, and we're going to expose the system." The private attorney for Nick Reiner has resigned from his case for unknown reasons. Nick Reiner is accused of murdering his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, in their home on December 14th. The attorney, Alan Jackson, says he does not believe Reiner is guilty of murder. Governor Gavin Newsom is expected to deliver his final State of the State address to lawmakers in Sacramento at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 2026 is Newsom's final year for his term as governor and cannot run for a third term under California law. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on why the winter time could actually be a great time to build mineral-associated organic matter, which can help to capture and store nitrogen. But how exactly does this work? Advancing Eco-Agriculture founder John Kempf says there are a few factors that are key to fixing nitrogen to be available for next season's crop.
When you have the combination of microbes which have the capacity for nitrogen fixation, combined with a strong biostimulant, combined with some degree of crop residue or available soil carbon, combined with cold temperatures, not warm temperatures, in most agricultural soils, you can quite readily fix 60 to 80 units of nitrogen from fall to spring. In some soils, you can do more. In some soils, you can't do that much because they don't have enough carbon. So there is a degree of context dependency here, as there is with all biological products. So I think that's somewhere we're really missing the window of opportunity in many conventional agronomic managed soils. Instead of putting on biological inoculants in the fall, we're putting on anhydrous ammonia in the fall, which has the exact opposite effect.
Advancing EcoAg offers soil primer products like Rejuvenate and Revenant Charge that help to awaken existing biology.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. After a dry start to December, a series of recent storms brought rain and snow to much of California, deepening the snowpack in the Sierra Nevada and bolstering water supplies for the state. As of last week, the statewide snowpack has risen to 71% of average, according to an announcement by the California Department of Water Resources. The dry conditions and warmer temperatures in early December delayed our snow building season, but the return of storm activity, especially in the last week, helped to build a solid base for this year's snowpack, said Angelica Fabiani Leon, hydrometeorologist of DWR. Thankfully, the recent storms that reached the state were cold enough to provide necessary benefits for the snowpack and our water supply. While California is in a better position now, it is still early in the season, and our state's water supply for this year will ultimately depend on a continued cadence of storms throughout the winter and early spring. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the U.S. 101 South, just south of the Santa Barbara Road off-ramp south of Atascadero. CHP has several units at the scene, and at least two vehicles are involved in the collision. CHP has no further information available at this time. Again, there is a traffic collision with unknown injuries on the U.S. 101 South near the Santa Barbara Road off-ramp outside of Atascadero. CHP has several units at the scene. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 30, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday through Thursday next week. Mid-60s Saturday and Sunday, upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 73 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, keeping your radio on KPRL because this January something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A couple of fresh readings on the job market offer no signs of employment skidding. The monthly employment report will be released on Friday. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says announced cuts in December declined 50% from November and were lower than a year ago at under 36,000. There were 208,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. It's an increase of 8,000, which is considered modest. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits also rose to 1.91 million. Merger news, there's a merger in the cybersecurity business. CrowdStrike is acquiring SGNL, and investment firm L. Catterton is taking a majority stake in cottage cheese brand Good Culture. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eyes, I go in my boat, and bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All the dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, go in my boat, snakes in my case.
It's Taco Tuesdays and Tires, Car Care Confidence from Spring Street Mobile. That's Tuesdays from 5:30 till 6:30. Hands-on, your own car experts, coaching, and fun and friends. And to make sure you keep your car safe and reliable, to do the simple things that many of them you can do on your own to make sure that your car lasts as long as it can. All righty, let's see here. We have 26 minutes after 8 at the right choice.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
2-1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mulhall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Libsay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Yesterday, we learned that to survive as a lawman in the Old West, one had to have nerves of steel. And on January 7, 1895, Bill Tillman showed that he had what it took. On January 7, 1895, Bill Tillman, one of the Old West's few lawmen to spend a lifetime pursuing that profession, found himself in a desperate situation. Bill Doolin and his gang had been running rampant, and Tillman with a couple of deputies were on his trail. Prepared for a long chase, Tillman was traveling with a covered wagon with a month's supplies. With men and horses suffering from the severe Oklahoma winter, as evening approached, Tillman saw a dugout with smoke coming from the chimney. Tillman walked ahead to see if they could get shelter for the night. Once inside the dugout, he saw a man with a rifle who he recognized as Bill Dunn, one of the dueling gang. Not letting on that he recognized Dunn, Tillman made small talk. Then he noticed double bunk beds on either side of the room with blankets covering them. Tillman could tell they were occupied, and he noticed the barrels of rifles sticking out of the blankets. Knowing it would be his end if he gave any sign of being aware of the danger, Tillman said, "Well, if Dunn isn't here, I might as well move on." Once outside, he walked to the wagon, climbed aboard, and they rode off. When they came back with the posse, the Doolin gang had gone, but Bill Dunn was there to meet him. He explained that Tillman had saved his life by not recognizing him, and that as Tillman was walking to his horse, one of the men had wanted to shoot him. But Bill Dunn wouldn't let him, saying Tillman was too good a man to shoot in the back. Tillman evidently remembered the incident because a year later, when he caught up with Bill Doolin, Tillman risked his life to take Doolin alive. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
The Astraea Warbirds Museum is updated as 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiasts. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michael's Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michael's Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge this winter at Spa Allegretto at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. During the months of January and February, enjoy 30% off couples treatments, the perfect way to unwind together. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's an invitation to slow down and savor time side by side. Book your couples escape today by calling Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair has announced for the first time in fair history, there will be a special pre-fair headline concert a day before the fair's official opening. This year, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and country star Chris Stapleton will rock the Chumash Grandstand Arena July 14th. Tickets go on sale Friday, January 16th at 10 a.m., available online only at midstatefair.com. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District invites parents to attend their transitional kindergarten and kindergarten parent information night ahead of enrollment. This event will be held Tuesday, January 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the high school's Performing Arts Center. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s, it's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-4056.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Tempers flaring in Minneapolis this morning after an ICE-involved shooting that kills a woman. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more.
Activists continue gathering in Minneapolis, demanding that ICE leave the city, protesting the death of Renee Good. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says Good attempted to ram her car into an ICE agent. City and state top Democrats dispute that.
Former House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer announces his retirement from Congress at the end of this term. The Democrat first elected in a special election in 1981. Hoyer turns 87 years old later this year. And the Senate's procedural vote from Senator Tim Kaine's war powers resolution will happen shortly. Democrats need 51 votes to send it to the House. Unlikely the lower chamber would bring it up for a vote. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Another tenant emergency? With MPM Property Management, help is always just one call away. Our on-staff general contractor and broker handle maintenance issues quickly and professionally with 24/7 emergency support. From leasing to maintenance, we're here for you. No hidden fees, no surprises, just reliable service, happy tenants, and peace of mind for property owners. MPM Property Management. We handle the hard stuff so you don't have to. Visit PasoPM.com or call today.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help. North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today, and highs should be in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 20s to low 30s, and mostly sunny upper 50s for your Friday. Saturday will hit the mid-60s with sunshine. Same Sunday, then upper 60s Monday and Tuesday, 70 Wednesday, low 70s, sunshine a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 7:14 a.m., 5:07 p.m., we are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. All right, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon. He'll have on Lisa Majors. They're talking about human trafficking. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188. They'll be there 24-7, same-day service. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text that. 238-KPRL here on your Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
It's a strange, strange world we live in. KPRL. He taught me how to know and I'll never look back. It's a very strange world and I thank you. KPRL.
Alrighty, let's see here. Boy, I screwed up on this. I'm just reading the list, and on the birthday list that I do, they just basically give the, you know, the year they were born and if they passed away, and just a small sample of what their life may be. And on the one, and thanks for pointing this out, I'll have to remember for next year that I wasn't celebrating the birthday, by the way, sir, or whatever you may be. Is I simply read off the name, and I shouldn't have, but thanks for pointing that out, R. Kelly. He's a convicted rapist and pedophile. Great job, Kevin. Again, wasn't celebrating, but that won't happen. Thanks. Let's see. Oh, by the way, I did see the video, and the angles that I saw from yesterday, I did not see anybody in the front. However, the one that was sent to me earlier this morning in the 7 o'clock hour, it shows another officer, not the one that many of us see on the left-hand side by the driver's door. There's another one who was in front, and he gets out of the way because she's going at him. So if any of you who, including the person who, was she trying to run over an agent? No. Well, The other angle shows that, yeah, she was going right at them. So, anyway, let's see. What else are we here? A car is considered a deadly weapon. Look at the video, and that's what you should do. In the upper right, it shows the officer being pushed away from the front of the accelerating vehicle. It shows how fast this happened. She knew exactly who the officers were. Okay, DEI should be spelled D-I-E, failure by design. Reasonable people get onwards. Let's see here. Kevin, it's both your system and myself. Look, our telex machine is set up through our engineer and our phone company. I know things cut out, but there's an automatic time on this thing. So, again, I'll use the expression pretense of knowledge where knowledge is none is fraudulent. None of you know the equipment or how it's set up here. All right. So just, I guess, thank you for your listening and so forth, but knock it off. All right. 238-5775-238-KPRL. The lady that, okay, that's a repeat. So, all right, again, maybe you have some thoughts about, you know, what happened, or even the discussion we've had about AI, creating a perfect world. Is it possible, and do we really want it? Do we really want it? Oh, by the way, I want to go back to the shooting for a second. I thought I read this morning either a friend or this person who was killed by trying to run off a ICE officer. It was either a mother or somebody said, well, she was probably scared. Well, she was at the protest from reports all day, harassing and so forth. When did she get scared? Did she finally get scared when she knew that there were going to be consequences for her actions?
Hmm.
All right. That's, well, it's the family. So, again, I think it was from the family. So, all right. The sheep about that, and they're continuing in Minnesota with this. So, they can go ahead and leave if they don't want them there. All right, the First Amendment on that found that only 57% of respondents considered the First Amendment the most important among the Bill of Rights. That was part of trivia, but it's interesting because the only 17 thought that the Second Amendment was important. And I think that speaks volumes. I wish there were tracts of surveys from different decades on the difference in America's views on whether it's the amendments, including the Second Amendment, or just the politicians in general, the state of the country. Okay, because it's extremely important that we teach them, and people not only teach them, but that they understand them, and look around the world, and to know how lucky or fortunate that we are to be able to have these magnificent documents. So, okay, let's see here. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you. Exactly what's going on with these protesters. They are paid well, and the more aggressive they get, the more money they make. There has been speculation about that for a while. Now, there was, and I forget how many months ago I read this on the air, that there's a company down in Southern California that they help with protests. But the CEO came out, because this had to do with the riots down in Los Angeles last year, and he specifically would not take money or accept or give any kind of consultation to certain particular groups that he thought were, you know, my words, not his, evil. So, yes, many of these in instances are paid protesters. Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. On the Second Amendment, rather than the First Amendment, if our colonialist the colonies weren't armed, there wouldn't have been a Declaration of Independence or a Constitution, I don't think. That's my belief. If we weren't allowed to have arms, none of that would have happened.
Well, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And our founders were smart enough to realize the citizens needed to be able to hold off a government or whomever. And I've always found it amazing, while so many states or even cities around this country want to disarm people.
Yeah. Yeah. And another quote is, you never quote law to an armed man. You're unarmed.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So and this is California. So in recent years, they've loosened laws. We've let people out of prison. And yet the same politicians stand up there that they're here to protect us and so forth. Well, when you're lessening what crimes are, determined, you know, like from the felonies to, a misdemeanor, whatever. That's just an example, not fact. And then they tell me I don't have the right to defend myself. That's wrong.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's double standards, too. And it, what infuriates me with this shooting is everybody's up in arms. Where was the outcry when January 6th, a Capitol Police officer shot an unarmed woman and through a door, and he got promoted, and I think he got like a award, some a medal.
I don't remember that. Well, I remember the incident, but I don't remember anything about him.
On the Capitol building, Ashley Babbitt was shot and killed by an officer inside the Capitol, and they were outside the door, and shot her right through the door, unarmed woman. Anyway, it's that was like 5 years ago.
What do you think of the concealed carry laws in California?
Well, it's you can open carry now, right? That's what they just determined.
Right. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because we had a caller, our first caller this morning, who says he owns guns, but he's not in favor of it because he says, not an exact quote, but there's a lot of unstable people out there.
That's exactly why. If you got unstable people walking around with everybody's carrying guns, they're going to think twice about, they're going to go look for a place where there's no guns. If they're unstable, if they're that crazy, they're going to go find a school or a church or somewhere where you're not allowed to have guns to get crazy.
Do you know?
There's no mass shootings at a rifle range or a police department. They don't walk in and do mass shootings.
Do you have a concealed carry?
Permit? I do not.
Okay, so my understanding is it's not that not everybody can get one.
Right. Yeah, they want to have good reason.
Now, I have written letters of recommendation for, I think, two or three people here in the county, and because they the local jurisdiction. I don't know if it's the sheriff or the police. They have to do this, but it's from what I was told, it's not the easiest thing in the world to get.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I mean, at least in this state. Mm-hmm. And then, if you have a concealed carry, I know people I've worked with that live out of state, but they come, they travel in the construction business. You always move around sometimes when you're building on big projects and bridges. And it's hard sometimes when they always have, concealed carry, but then in California, they have to, legally they're probably not supposed to, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's different state to state. So.
Well, that's true. All right, sir. Hey, thanks. Thank you so much for your phone call.
Well, thanks for everything you do.
All right, you're welcome. Bye. All right, on the text, Mr. Will, I can't get this off my mind. Considering recent truck driver issues, was the driver of the truck on 46 doing a U-turn arrested? I don't remember that story. Chris, do you?
It was the story about how the 46 East was blocked off for a bit because the driver of a semi-truck tried to do a U-turn and ended up getting stuck in the side of the road, so the trailer was blocking both lanes.
Oh, that one. Okay.
As for whether he got arrested, I don't know.
All right, so that was just a couple of days ago.
Right.
All right, yeah, I don't know. Good morning. No, that's from... let's see here. Okay, the Second Amendment protects the First. All right, that's on the text. And also, why do we keep persecuting police officers for doing their job? I don't know. I don't know. And what I don't understand is elected officials okay with that when people are calling them names and throwing things at them. We've seen it on film over and over again. Don't know why. Let's see here on the email. Guns. The ones that don't care about gun laws are criminals. Of course not. You can make them all laws. Criminals are good. They'll find whatever they need to. Hi, good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you.
Did you guys rehearse that? But thank you. Thank you very much.
When do you think they're going into the record studio?
When they get a contract signed, I guess.
Okay. So how many shades of red did you just turn?
I can't count. No, that was sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
All right. Well, you know, next it'll be a hula dancer coming into the studio and doing it, which has happened before.
Well, I don't think my birthday is important enough for that, but hey.
You'd be okay with that.
I don't know about that.
the hula dancer? Just the hula dancer, nothing else. Not going anywhere else with that. All right, let's see here. Might as well, since we're running it down, let's see here. Kevin, CCWs are easy to get now in most counties, but Sacramento has placed a lot of places off limits. Example, no more restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, again, this has been a couple of years since I wrote the last letter of recommendation for somebody, and they were telling me that it was difficult. And also, I thought I heard it was about $500. And again, I understand the testing, but we have to pay to protect ourselves. I don't understand that. Okay, let's see here. I'm sorry, but that wasn't a lady killed by an officer on Jan 6th. I'm sorry, but that wasn't a lady killed by an officer on January 6th. Yeah, it was Ashley Babbitt, I think her name was. I don't know if this is sarcasm about wasn't a lady. I don't know what that means. So, but yeah, she was she served the country. I forget in what capacity, but all right, let's see here. On this day in 1815, although the Treaty of Ghent ended the war of 1812 had been signed 2 weeks earlier, news had not arrived in time to prevent the Battle of New Orleans, and thus the great song by Johnny Horton, the Battle of New Orleans. All right. What else happened on this day in history? Let's see here. Since it's Elvis' birthday, Elvis divorced Priscilla on his birthday. He filed for divorce in 1973. She was awarded a cash payment of $725,000, spousal support, child support, 5% of Elvis's new publishing companies, and half the income from the sale of their Beverly Hills home. All right. And, of course, they were married when she was 21. He met her overseas, Priscilla, that there. What else? The 14 points. Woodrow Wilson delivers his 14-point speech outlining the United States peace aims of the war. This was in 1918. And what else do we have? That was it. I think there was some. Oh, this one is hopefully you're finished with your breakfast. In 1982, United States President George Bush, let's just say, got sick in the lap of the Japanese prime minister and collapsed on the floor. Bush had ignored a physician's warning to stay in bed. All right. Yeah, I do remember that one. Yes, I do. All right. Also, what we have, the John 3:16 football game in 2012, and that was due to many considered references to the Bible than that. And it just so happens that Tim Tebow, who was the quarterback and very religious because of the passing yards, 316, his average 31.6, yards per rush 3.16, etc. So the John 3:16 football game.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The first event to honor the life and legacy of Norma Moy will be a rosary vigil tonight at 5 p.m. at Kiel Nicolay Funeral Home in Paso Robles. Then a funeral mass will be held January 9th at 11 a.m. at St. Rose, with a graveside service at 1 p.m. The San Miguel Fire Department announced they have implemented the new HAS Alert Safety Cloud System. This new technology alerts drivers using navigation systems that emergency vehicles are approaching. The system requires no action from drivers. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen, and he will have on Lisa Major. They'll be talking about human trafficking. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.